In this bulletin, the Federal Treasurer reportedly faces threats over the government's JobKeeper scheme. Britain's COVID-19 death toll becomes the worst in Europe. And criticism over the leaking of a former AFL coach's photo while in police custody. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is reportedly receiving threats over the government's JobKeeper program and has been provided with police protection. It's believed the security protection began last month as the federal government turns its focus to jobs and economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Treasury is predicting $50 billion will be lost in the next 3 months to June because COVID-19 restrictions are cutting productivity and jobs. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the JobKeeper payments are being mishandled and that businesses are finding it hard to access the scheme.
The Treasurer is fumbling the rollout of the JobKeeper program and Australian workers can't afford him to drop the ball completely. A JobKeeper is a good idea being badly implemented, badly communicated, and too many workers are left out and left behind.
Australia is hoping to collect 800 blood plasma donations from people who have recovered from coronavirus as a treatment option for others with the illness. The treatment is driven by antibodies of previous COVID-19 patients and will be produced at a facility in Melbourne. Australia is one of the first countries in the world to develop the treatment to help those who are seriously ill with complications arising from the virus. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's early stages in the process, but there's potential to help those who are in intensive care.
Convalescent plasma can be used for a hyperimmune treatment. Now, of course, it's early stages, but it's promising, so we don't want to overpromise.
The New South Wales government says it's critical to maintain high levels of coronavirus testing with a minimum of 10,000 daily checks. Health authorities have confirmed 9 new COVID-19 cases, but no further deaths after the loss of another Newmarch aged care resident. The state government is also encouraging volunteers to sign up to an emergency volunteer platform to deliver supplies or do welfare checks on vulnerable people. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the state's contact tracing teams are working hard, but medical professionals will also respond to other health issues.
Some of the data in terms of attendance at GPs and attendance even at our emergency departments has been down. It is pleasing to see that our reports are that activity is increasing, and I think that reflects the community confidence. But I would like to say that it is critical that throughout our response to COVID that people seek care. The environments, healthcare environments are safe.
Victoria has recorded 17 new coronavirus cases, with some linked to an outbreak at a Melbourne meat processing facility. The state is reporting some possible community transmission of COVID-19, and 7 new cases are overseas travellers. Treasurer Tim Pallas says casual public sector workers in Victoria who can't get federal support will gain financial help if they agree to be deployed to other roles. The UK has surpassed Italy's coronavirus death toll to record the highest number of fatalities in Europe. Britain's National Statistics Office has added more than 7,000 deaths to the tally, bringing the total to 32,313. Italy has lost some 29,000 lives to COVID-19, and the US has an even higher death figure at 71,000. British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab says hospital deaths are dropping, but the final outcomes for countries won't be known until the pandemic is finished.
There are different ways of counting deaths. As we know, we've had that debate in this country. We now publish data that includes all deaths in all settings, and not all countries do that, so I'm not sure that the international comparison works unless you reliably know that all countries are measuring in the same way.
The UK's latest figures are based on death certificate mentions of COVID-19 and they include suspected cases. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's spoken to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is supportive of holding an inquiry into origins of the virus. A human rights lawyer is warning the alleged photograph leak of a former AFL coach who is in police custody could undermine police confidence in the force. Two senior constables have been suspended over the release of Dean Ladley's photo while he was inside a Melbourne police station and wearing a wig. Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says several officers could face charges over the photo of Ladley, who is also accused of stalking offences. Today's weather now in Perth, showers in later in the day, 17 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide and 22 in Melbourne. Fine weather as well, 19. Much the same for Hobart, 19 degrees. It's sunny in the capital, 18 degrees for you in Wollongong. Much the same, 22. Sunny weather for Sydney as well, 23. In Newcastle, more sun, 23 degrees as well. In Brisbane, a shower or two clearing, 25. Showers and windy for Cairns, 28. And fine weather for Darwin, where it's 34 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest SBS News.